Hello.
Hey, Coach. You ready? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, sure can.
All right, we're going to open you up to the media room here.
Okay.
Hey, Coach, Chris Johnson, I think he has 98 yards through two games. In years past, that would be about two carries for him. You have to get him going?
We know we have to. The last couple weeks, all 3 weeks, it's been slow starts. A lot of penalties have hurt us early in games on the offensive side of the ball. But it's just something we can't keep pressing. You know he's the kind of guy that could any time could those numbers can change real quick. There's no doubt defenses concentrate on him just because of that home run ability. But we just can't get frustrated, especially him, and stick to it. I mean, we're not going to stop doing what we know we're good at. And other teams, I'm sure Cleveland knows, he's going to touch the ball so many times. And we just got to have better results than we've had the last few weeks.
Hey, Coach, Matt Hasselbeck was just on the line telling us that you're a history buff. Part of the history as it pertains to you in Cleveland, if I recall, was you played in the game at Cleveland the week Art Modell announced the team was moving to Baltimore. I'm curious if you remember that game and specifically that game and then generally your memories about playing in Cleveland.
Well, I always enjoyed starting with Cleveland, you know, playing with the Oilers, playing them twice a year in the same division. I always thought that was a like you said, the history of the game, I think when you go back there, you kind of went back in time. And when you were in that visiting locker room, you felt like you were in the same locker room that went back in the 50s when these guys were playing there in that same locker room. I don't know how a team even fit in there, to be honest with you. And then coming out through the dugout, that whole experience, just a whole neat thing, I thought. Always a big game. We played them. Having Bruce Matthews on the team, Clay Matthews was on the other side. I knew Clay. It was kind of strange playing against a guy you knew. All those years, the fan base, in Cleveland, the noise, the excitement. I mean, all that stuff I thought was probably one of the better. Yeah, I think I put it down as one of the best places, as far as atmosphere and, playing in an opposing stadium, I thought was playing in Cleveland. And that was one of the things I missed when the divisions got switched out because I thought there's a lot of great games there. And heck, I played against Michael Dean Perry quite a few times, and he was a great football player, so it was always a big game, a big contest. So, that's kind of my memories of Cleveland. And the other one, I can't really recall that game. I'm not sure which game it was when the move came, when all that happened. But anyway, I mean, my impressions of Cleveland are always, excited to go back there and play.
This is not my question, but I thought you were going to tell us about the Glanville nail and the hanging his hat on, the kind of story.
he had quite a few stories.
Yeah. I'm just curious if you know why Hasselbeck has gotten off to such a fast start.
You know what? I didn't realize this is his best start. Until you start putting together numbers. Obviously, we hoped he'd be able to have this kind of impact on our team when we signed him and we were able to get him in free agency after the lockout. We didn't know to what level. I mean, I think everyone just assumed just because we were such a running football team over the past 10 years that, we'd be more run oriented. And I think just because he's doing well, plus the run game hasn't done as well that we've been asking him to do more. And, I think he's one of those guys where if you can protect him and give him time to throw that ball, he shows what he can do. I mean, he's smart. He's learning what we're asking him to do. He doesn't have one main receiver. I think 11 guys caught balls last weekend. So, he reads defenses well, makes good decisions with the ball, puts them in places usually where just the offensive guy can catch it. So he's been, awesome for us. Just three games in, a lot of football to go, and this weekend will be another huge challenge. On the road's a lot different than playing at home.
Hey, I'm sure you're sick of answering Chris Johnson questions from reporters in Nashville, but do you think missing training camp has had, and especially with no off-season program, has that a lot to do with it, do you think?
Well, I think it's a factor in this whole thing, but, Chris... it would have been better because I think it is hard to get your fits in the running game when you haven't done it in so long that you missed training camp. Even though guys don't play much in preseason games, you still miss a lot of reps of getting a feel for, making cuts, especially in a zone running team since, we're predominantly a zone running team. So there's no doubt that that's hurt him, but that's just a small part of it. I think overall sometimes it's the defenses we're playing against have done a nice job We haven't blocked as well as we need to consistently. Penalties. So it's kind of like you hear most teams talk when someone takes away one of the phases of your game. Unfortunately, it's not easy to fix because there's not only one problem. There's a lot of little things that are ending up in the results not being what we wanted. And a lot of times it takes one run. I mean, a lot of great runs you watch on tape and a lot of great runs he's had in the past. Plays weren't blocked exactly perfectly, but, you know, the right cut, bounce into play, and something big happens. So we just haven't got anything out of that yet. So we just got to keep working at it because we know if we're going to win, continue to win in this league and win this division, you know, we need much more of the running game.
Mike, I'll take a guess that hiring Chris Palmer went back to your relationship with him when he was with the Oilers as a coach, but I don't know that. You know, why did you wind up with Chris?
And I think that helped that we kept, you know, like you mentioned, he was with us in the run and shoot back in, you know, the, I guess, early 90s, late 80s. And so I knew of him, and him and Kevin Gilbride, you know, being together back then with us, and just kept the relationship him with over the years when he got the job at Cleveland. He reached out to me. We talked about possibly coming there to work for him as the line coach, but I was decided to stay here in Nashville because we had been here. So we kind of kept in touch over the years, and I always thought he did a great job. I saw him around the players when I was a player, and I thought they really responded to him well. Watched him have success along the way at his stops, you know, most recently with the Giants, you know, when they won the Super Bowl. And we needed a guy I thought that was had a very good calm, had a lot of poise, had that calm demeanor on the sidelines. I knew we were going to, you know, have a whole new quarterback change because if we knew Vince was leaving, we knew we were going to draft a quarterback, which we ended up doing with Locker. I knew we were going to get a veteran, which we did with Hasselbeck, and I thought he'd be the perfect fit for the guys we had here. And as far as, you know, be able to teach, be able to adjust to what they do well, and I think he's showing that. I mean, he's got a young quarterback, and he's done a great job with Jake. We feel real good about him being able to play if he had to. And then he, you know, he takes a guy like Matt that's used to a certain system for so many years, and the two of them are adjusting their ways to, you know, and they've had success while they're doing it, but they're still a work in progress. But I knew he's the kind of guy that can handle that, and he's handled it very well and made nice adjustments. And so I knew I was getting the experience, and I think that's what we needed on the offensive side of the ball, and a guy that was willing to adjust to his personnel and put them in positions to be successful, and he's all those things. So I was it worked out really well for me as a first-time head coach to be able to hire someone like him that's, you know, been through a lot of the things. And it, you know, we're probably in the best position we've been in a long time at the quarterback spot.
Mike, did when you were assembling the rest of your offensive staff, did you defer to Palmer? And I'm specifically referring to the Cleveland kid, Ragone.
You know, they worked together where they were together in Houston when they drafted Dave out of Louisville. So they had a relationship, and they worked a year ago in the coaching, and he recommended him to me to interview. I didn't know Dave. They brought him in, but I let him in. We interviewed him because of their relationship, and Chris felt so strongly about him. And heck, after spending a half a day with him, interviewing him, and talking with him with the rest of the staff, it was a no-brainer. I mean, the guy is very impressive. I felt his mentality. I thought he coached like I did as a line coach. I think he teaches the concepts. I thought the receivers would really enjoy the perspective from a quarterback, teaching the position of this is why you're getting the ball, this is why you didn't get the ball here, you need to run around a certain depth. He's very detail-oriented. He's got great drills, a lot of energy. I mean, I knew that. You could tell that real quick with him. I mean, he fills the room up and a lot of energy. And he's been great. I mean, he's done a great job with these guys. I mean, you mentioned the passing game doing so well. Well, I mean, the 3 weeks, because he's done a heck of a job with these receivers. And now, you know, now that Kenny's out, he's going to have to help adjust with some of these other guys. So I was glad they had such a good relationship because I don't know if we would have the opportunity to interview Dave. But, no, we're real happy with him. He's going to be a great coach in this league.
I just wonder if you have any impressions of the Browns secondary.
The Browns secondary? Yeah, as far as, I mean, the defense in general just is playing well. I mean, they're keeping them. It kind of reminds me of our team. I think we're both, you know, we're sitting here 2-1. I think we won games pretty much last week, pretty much identically. The last drive we scored, and then the defense got a turnover at the end to secure the wins. But Hayden, great cover guy. They're very aggressive, very physical. I think the whole group of them. I think they're playing young guys that don't look like they're rookies. I mean, with Taylor and Sherrod, and we like both of those guys in the draft coming out, and they stepped right in and done very well for the defensive front. And it's hard to flip over from a 3-4 to a 4-3 and have this, you know, play as well as they are 3 weeks into the season. And that's a credit to them, to what they're doing. And so it's we know what a challenge it's going to be for our offense to come into Cleveland and put points on the board.
From the perspective of one offensive lineman, you talking about another good one, Joe Thomas, could you talk about what makes Joe Thomas tick?
Well, I've never met him, but I remember watching him for a minute in the draft because we knew we weren't going to have an opportunity to have him, so we didn't study him too hard. He's special. I mean, when you get a guy like him who just does it, I guess the best word is consistency. You can count on him, play in, play out, week in, week out, to play at the same level, no matter who he's playing against. And I think that just goes with technique. I mean, he's obviously been blessed with size and strength and those things, but that's not all. Comes down to he plays smart. He plays. He's very. His technique is very sound. Everything time he does it the same way. That's hard to do. It's easier said than done. And you watch him against. So he's going against Freeney, or he's going against a bull rush guy, or he can adjust his game to who he's playing against. So he reminds me of, like, the guy we have here. We have Michael Russo. We're real happy with in the same way that we can kind of just let those guys go out there and play in the corner with the best pass rusher they have. I mean, they're good tackles and. And they got a good, you guys got a good, very good one there in him.
Yes, you mentioned Freeney, and he quote unquote gave up a sack on Freeney, but I assume you watched that play. Was that
he ran the edge? That to me, that's you can't do anything about that. When they do that speed run the corner, and the quarterback kind of comes out. That's as this line guys like to call it cheapy. So no, he did very well on him. All the inside moves, the spin moves, all that stuff. I thought throughout the game did a really nice job on him. Those deep sacks with some of the stuff that happens with Indianapolis because of their speed, it's kind of out of the tackle's hands a little bit.
All right, thanks, Coach. We appreciate you taking time out of your day for us.
No problem. Thank you.